It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All righty, here we go, podcast time.
Hey, here we go.
Here we go, podcast time. Do you remember how to do it?
No.
No?
What? Because you were out.
Did you do a podcast yesterday?
Yesterday, I did not. I did not do it.
Yes.
I just gonna sit here and talk. I had to talk to myself for 4 hours.
Yeah,
I wasn't going to do it again.
I wouldn't have done it either.
We'll miss a day, okay?
Yeah,
It's fine. I'm sure no one was really that upset that I didn't do a podcast.
What did I forget, though? Am I forgetting something?
How to actually do a podcast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, how to talk.
What is this?
I don't know.
Where am I?
Where? Mister? Get me out of here. Anyway, this morning I wanted to talk about, or evening, or whenever time you're listening, in the future, in the year 2525, if you're listening to this, I want to talk about gender reveals.
Yeah.
So, you were telling me a story on air, and I was like, oh, that's perfect, about a guy who was doing a gender reveal. And just remind everyone what this video was.
So there's different ways you can do it. They got golf balls, baseballs, you know, there's all different sorts of ways you can do the gender reveal. This guy was a golfer, so he did the golf ball tee off, you know, the first tee box.
Yep.
He already had a girl, and they obviously had another baby, and they're doing the gender reveal, and he's really hoping for a boy. So he tees off. Boom, it's the golf ball. It's pink. It is bright, bright pink. It literally looks over at the camera with this look. It's not acting. This is real.
Yep.
Guy looks over at the camera and slams his club on the ground. Damn it. And like stomps off the tee box.
The guy is mad.
Like legit pissed off.
Yeah.
I'm like, ah. I'm like, dude, you should at least like, I understand why you're a little angry.
Yeah.
Or just like, you know, you wanted a boy, but dude, it's still a human being. It's still your child.
Yeah, you know, your daughter's probably going to see that someday.
Yeah, you know?
And she's going to go, wow, thanks, Dad. Thanks. Super happy you brought me into this world.
I mean, the video, I watched it, I'm just like, oh man, this guy's going to regret doing that.
So that got me thinking, because it's funny you brought that up, because the other day I was just talking to my mom, and somehow we got on, I think a friend of the family was doing a big gender reveal party. Mm-hmm. She's like, yeah, we never did that in my day. I'm like, what? And she's like, oh yeah, we didn't know what you or your brother were going to be. We just waited. And I was like, really? I always thought maybe they knew that I was going to be a boy. But she's like, no. Ultrasounds, no one did ultrasounds back in the day.
Yeah, wasn't
she's like, it cost extra money. And she's like, we were just like, whatever, we'll figure it out.
Figure it out. Yeah, a lot of people have two separate names. Two separate. A lot of people will actually get the clothes for both male and female and then take the other back.
But now. I will say, I don't think there's anything wrong with figuring out what the baby is. That's fine. I think it's nice. You can get a head start on maybe getting clothes picked out or getting, getting the rooms ready or whatever, you know. But what we've done in these gender reveals, I think, is the dumbest thing in the world. Okay.
I like golf, so I'm going to put a bunch of purple blue powder in a golf ball.
So not only do we have a pregnancy announcement, we have then a gender reveal.
Yep.
Then we have a baby shower, gender reveal. But that gender reveal is a party. Yep. Then you have the after, you know, birth party. I've also read too that women are hiring professional makeup artists to do them up after giving birth, like right after. I'm talking the baby's still greased up. And these ladies are getting professionally done up for their Instagram photos with their baby.
You know what's a bunch of horse shit? You know what, Brock?
Ah, horse shit.
You know what a bunch of horse shit is?
What's that?
I got to get out. I want to look nice with my baby after I have him or her. But yet, you pull your shirt up and you have these sideways, fat-ass, belly-pregnant pictures all over Facebook that just makes you look like a whale.
Yeah.
You know, that's okay. But you know what? Not having makeup on after you naturally had a baby.
Yeah.
Dude, women blow my mind.
Yeah, it's nuts, dude. And this is just more and more. We're just wasting our money on all these stupid things.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I want to go back to? Remember the old commercial? Bob, we oughta baby eats a boy. All right? I just want to call someone up, collect, so I don't use my minutes and go, Brock, we oughta baby, eats a boy. And then my dad will go, or my mom will go, who is that? And my dad will go, oh, it was Brock. They had a baby. It's a boy.
It's a boy.
Perfect.
Boom.
Not this stupid. I mean, look at this. Okay, so you got a squirt gun full of blue paint, and you get squirted with it.
Oh, my God, we're having a boy.
I think there's something kind of cool to not knowing.
Like this. Like, too. Like, I mean, all it is a chance for people, once again, to go on. It's showing off.
Self-centered? I don't want self-centered is the word. It's basically, hey, look at me. Look at us. Look at what we're doing.
Like, ultrasound party. Like, I just read the words ultrasound party.
Yeah.
Come on.
And you know what? I'm gonna be honest. I don't care if you're my best friend. You know, I don't care. You know, I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
I really am. You know, it's awesome. You're having a baby.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit about the baby.
I don't.
Who cares? You know, that thing, until it starts walking and talking and can, you know, do
that's
something
true.
For me.
That's so terrible.
It's so terrible. But how many people... Is it a guy thing? I think women generally, truly.
Well, I think more and more guys are getting on board with this. Like, oh, yeah.
Let's do this.
This will be great.
This is great.
Mostly they have man buns and manicured beards.
You know, right.
Those are the ones getting in on it.
You know.
I just, and it is funny because honestly, Kiki and I have been discussing children, you know, and for a long time I never thought I was going to, or it was just always like, I'm not sure if I want them. But I just, I look at all of this stuff and babies are literally, from the day they're born, they're photographed every single day.
Yeah.
My mom maybe has like one tub full of family photos. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's different now, man.
That's all you need.
The digital era.
You don't need a picture every single day. Mm-hmm. It's not that impressive.
The wife will be like, oh my God, that baby is so cute. Oh, okay. Don't you think it's so cute? Not me. It's a baby. It looks like a baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pink. Doesn't have hair.
No.
Screaming, crying.
No.
It's a baby. Well, babies basically look the same to me.
It's just, and now everyone's just trying to one up each other.
I hate that.
Like, what is that? What?
Oh, yeah. The hands on the belly. It's just,
All it is people just trying to one up another person on Instagram with their better. Ours. Did you see our gender reveal? It was so great.
Yeah,
it was so great. We shot a cannon off.
People want to be so cool, man. I want to be the coolest, most liked person on Instagram. I want to be.
Dude,
that,
it's not about the baby anymore. It's about them.
No, it's not about the baby anymore. Yeah, it's about you. And as much as you try to hide that, you're not fooling anybody.
Yeah.
It's about you. We know it's about you. Stop with the bullshit.
Yeah, exactly.
God.
And that's where I will say we sound like a couple crotchety old men. It's just, I loved my mom telling me that they didn't know our gender. I'm like, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's all. And you know what you guys did? You figured it out.
You figured it out.
It was extra money.
Why do you have to know the gender?
You don't. And again, I don't want to say like not knowing. I don't care if you know the gender. It's now these gender reveal parties. It's another.
I mean, doesn't that make the moment of birth even more significant if you don't know?
There is something there. Yeah.
That moment it comes out and you don't know if it's a boy or a girl and you both see it at that given moment.
Yeah.
That makes it even more special.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, think about that.
Yeah.
You know, you're kind of blowing it.
No. And
it's kind of like getting a birthday cake like a month before your birthday.
Well, and what it boils down to is now it's become more about how the parents can get likes on Facebook.
Yeah.
How they can get likes on social media. It has nothing to do with the baby. And I wouldn't be surprised if there's some people out there just getting knocked up for the fact that they can have baby photos.
We're gonna have
the most popular baby on social media. It's
can't
like Jesus.
Do it. Oh man!
Well, look at like what the Kardashians do. Like they literally, everything the kid does
is ridiculous.
It's stupid.
So yeah, man. Think about this. Mm. What if you could pick the gender? You think that'd be a problem? Do you think the natural birth process kind of evens it out? How many males compared to females are in the world?
Probably like 50-50.
It's got to be, right?
It's probably
pretty
close.
Just natural? I mean, they're not technically rolling the die. I mean, I guess you are. I guess it depends on who you hook up with. But it kind of evens itself out, right?
I think that's kind of playing God. If you're going to have a baby, that's a natural thing.
Right.
I don't think you should be able to pick what gender it is. I mean, you're playing God at that point.
Yeah, I agree.
You know?
I agree. Would you, though, if somebody said, hey, you get the pick, Because obviously you want more, one more than the other.
I think if you,
I would rather have a boy. I'm not gonna. I'm not that I wouldn't love my girl, obviously, yeah. but I would. Yeah. I would rather have a boy. Obviously.
And that's where I'm at too, because I'm a guy though. It'd be a lot easier for me.
I want to take my boy golfing, fishing. I take him out and do stuff.
Yeah, you can do that with your daughter.
No. I'd just be beating up all her boyfriends.
What's that?
She don't want to have anything to do with it.
When you have a boy, you have to worry about one dick. When you have a girl, you have to worry about every dick out there.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I'm going to be punished if we do ever have kids. I'm going to be punished with like probably three girls. Mm-hmm. And they're going to have their mom's looks, and I'm going to have to threaten so many young men.
Yeah.
You touch my daughter, I will murder you.
It's the protective instinct, man.
Yeah, yeah. You know? Yeah. My little princess. Yeah. It's weird. I don't know. Because now, too, we're talking about like what if you could select the eye color? I mean, eventually, when we're able to mess with the DNA on that level, you know?
It's like create a character on a video game. I'm going to give them these eyes, this hat, and we're going to turn them backwards.
It's like our Wii character. We're making our own Wii character.
I want mine really ripped.
Yeah, I'm going to give them cornrows.
It's going to be like 6'8", 290. Just
you get to select, like, you get so many points, like personality, strength,
right.
agility.
Yeah, what's his attributes?
Magic.
Right. Stamina.
I guess for me, it's if you're doing all this gender reveal crap just because you want the attention, you're doing it for the wrong reasons. And I could care less if it's a boy, a girl, a centaur.
I'm just going to put it out there. maybe I'm an ass and I'm wrong on this, but maybe I'm not. Nobody cares about your baby. Nobody does.
And nobody.
A lot of people do, but a lot of people don't.
Outside of your immediate family,
right?
Most people. I really could care less. I don't want anything bad to happen to you or your baby.
They all look the same.
But I don't care that little baby Bobby rolled over. I don't care.
I don't want to see 1,000 pictures of him or her.
No.
And you know what? If the first 50 pictures on your Facebook are of your baby, just delete your Facebook.
I'm gonna actually. You know what? I'm probably gonna have to set a limit for Kiki. Maybe like one photo a day.
What? A day?
Dude, she takes photos of the dogs all the time.
Still a lot. Still a lot of baby.
That is a lot of baby.
Who cares? The baby doesn't know it's on Facebook.
But you
it's
know.
For you.
It is for you.
God dang it.
It is for you. It is. When parents post that, they're doing it to get likes on Facebook.
Look at my baby.
From people that they haven't seen since high school.
You know what? I'm going to have a baby. You know what? He's going to be like a... He's going to go up and beat up all the other babies. He's going to have like a cig hanging out of his mouth.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do a gender reveal party, and I'm going to do like a weird color like green and be like, what does green mean?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
What's going on?
He's an alien.
Just mess with everybody.
Kiki, you slept with an alien.
You slut. It's an alien baby. Anyway, all right. Well, that's going to do it for this. I think we've bitched enough for today. As always, explore more on the website where you found this podcast, WIRX.com. And make sure you listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial. Tomorrow we will be doing a gender reveal for Hunter. Is he a boy? Is he a girl? We don't know.
It's going to be red. Whatever red is, nobody knows.
Nobody knows. Yep. Something cool and badass. All right. We'll see you guys next time.